Welcome back to the podcast. And if you're a first time listener, welcome to the podcast. Greatly appreciate y'all tuning in. I've been out another minute or two. I've been having a lot going on, and anyways, all this vertigo stuff, and then just staying busy, like with the quite a bit of stuff going on, you know, here at home. So it's been a while since I've been able to get back on here, but I think his last one was right before Christmas. But anyway, I'm planning on starting to do podcasts where it's more about ideas or maybe tips or hints on just how to get through daily life in general. I've noticed quite a few things and over the years, and tonight I was going to talk to y'all about not having another bad day. Years ago, it's probably been about 9 or 10 now, but we had a lot going on. We had a lot on our plate, and around that time was when my youngest son started showing he was starting to show delays. He wouldn't meet milestones and all that. And we found out he was on the autism spectrum, and he couldn't communicate. He couldn't speak until he was like 5 years old. So anyway, there's just a ton of stuff going on. And I started getting to where I was down and whatnot, and I was just like, I'm having a bad day, this day sucks, whatever. And eventually it became, my mindset became where bad days were my mindset. Like claiming that I was having a bad day. Well, by doing that, I basically wrote off a whole day, a whole 24 hours. Because once you get in that mindset, it's hard to get out of. And so, I was in a rut for like several years. It was kind of crazy. But I eventually started realizing, you know what? I may have a rough half a day. I may have a rough hour. May have a rough evening, whatever. And so I just started claiming, like, I would just say, my mentality got to where at the end of the day, I would kind of assess. So it would be like, yeah, I had a rough morning. You know, I had all this stuff going on. This was negative. Didn't work out the way I planned it or wanted it to go. But then afternoon was great. You know, if you look at it like that, you're not having a bad day. You may have rough patches, rough moments, difficult, whatever. But you're not having a bad day. And you're not, your mindset is not that to where you're claiming that you're having a bad day and then the rest of your day is just shot, and possibly the next and the next and the next. Because whether it's unintended and things, life happens, or, I've even had it where my own stupid decisions our actions, put me in a tough spot for a little bit of time, and, things are going to happen. So you just have to not focus on the negativity and basically write off a day, because it's like if you have a bad morning, your day would definitely be salvaged. Or even if you have a bad morning and afternoon, you still have all night, And a lot of the stuff it's hard, I know, but I found like if I would get aggravated at work or whatever, aggravated with kids, my wife and I, you know, I'm perfect. So, no, I'm just kidding. But let's say, you know, we disagree and get aggravated at each other. You know, I've learned to let it go, and then you move on, whether it's the same day or, you know, the next day or whatever it may be, and you feel a lot better, and you're a lot less stressed out. And I realize there are bad days, like, you know, like Kobe Bryant, for example. All those people in the helicopter, unfortunately, that crashed yesterday, they had a bad day, and their families. That's a legit bad day. That's hard to get through that day and see any positives in that day. And I can certainly understand that, but even health stuff, you know, it's, yeah, sure, you can have several rough moments and trying times if there's some health issue going on, but if you can break your day down and see any little positive that happened that day, your mindset, you can make it where your mindset is not that you had a bad day, you just have bad moments. And what it does, what I realized it did, is when I would be in those bad moments, I started realizing that basically these two shall pass, and things will get better. And that's usually, ever since I started taking that approach, I've noticed that things do get better. And I'm not saying it's like if you have some health issue or a bad situation, you know, at home, and you know, whether it be with kids or your significant other, whatever, I'm not saying that you're not going to have tough moments, because it's just life. But if you can stay with the positive mindset that it will get better, even if it's not like completely gone and taken away from you, you know, that helps equip your mind to be able to deal with these negative things in life. And you don't just pack up your tent and quit, or have a negative mindset to where you get into, you know, you get down on yourself or down in situation, end up depressed, if that makes sense to y'all. But that's my 2 cents worth on that, and I just wanted to pass it along because I really have found it helpful. And, you know, it's like I've said before, my job's stressful. I deal with people, you know, make mistakes, so you sometimes end up getting chastised and you get aggravated. Or in my field of work, I deal with so many different people because I'm a claims adjuster, somebody's going to aggravate me. It's just the way it is, but I know that. And so, if I let one person ruin my day, I'm shortchanging myself. And that's why, you know, it's just everything. It's just, I feel a lot better since I've been able to take that approach in life. That, hey, I'm having a bad moment, or a rough moment, but it's not a bad day. And that's another thing, if you can learn from it or something positive come from it, it's not bad anyway. Maybe, you know, like I said, it could be rough in that moment, but and sometimes that can benefit you too, if you have rough patches, because you appreciate the smooth seas whenever you're in the smooth seas, and it helps you learn how to deal with situations. And so, just, you know, take it as a learning experience. I think it can benefit people to take that approach and just look at it that way. So, but that's all I have this evening. I'm going to be back. Next topic I'm going to talk about is living with a long-term illness, health-related issue, health conditions, whatever it may be, or being a caregiver. We've seen all of those, so I was going to kind of pass on my knowledge about that, what I've experienced, and maybe it can help someone out, hopefully. But anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to y'all next time.